Wait, start again. He's just singing his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Well, hello. Who's ready for some style talk? It's Wisdom from the Wardrobe with the Michael Bruce Image Consulting team. Let's introduce you to everybody. First up, we have the Baron of Bouge himself, Bruce.
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
Oh, look, we're going with demure today. There's a reason.
There's a reason. He's behaving.
Next up, we have our sensational spin sister, Stacey.
Hey, everybody.
The beautiful Beck with her bylines.
Oh, good morning. Or is it afternoon?
It is the afternoon.
It is afternoon.
Okay, afternoon then.
Ever efficient engineer, Eric.
Hello, hello.
The efficient engineer. I kind
of
like that.
Yeah. And of course, we can't forget about very patient, always prepared, Lady P.
Oh, there you go.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Why does everyone think it's
whenever
the morning?
You're listening.
It is 12 o'clock, people.
Well, when this goes out as a podcast, somebody might be listening in the morning or in the evening.
Yeah.
So,
oh, so
we
Eric nods.
We're equal opportunity
there
listeners.
You go. Eric nods. She's right.
Yeah, yeah. We're live right now.
We can't control what time they listen to it.
We can't
the
control that.
The sun does not rise or set on style.
I love that you think we can control anything, Eric.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of out of control, Beck, what's in the news today?
What's in the news today is that there is an Italian faction who is lobbying for the fact that denim actually came from Lombardy in Italy and Levi Strauss was a latecomer to the game. So there is a couple of paintings that are going on exhibit. And there is a dealer named Maurizio Canesso. And there's mother sewing with two children and mother begging with two children. And what it looks like she's wearing in these paintings are basically distressed denim skirts. And it really looks like denim.
It really does.
So they don't know who the painter is. They haven't been able to track it, but there's about 10 of them. And this guy is actually looking into trying to establish if denim actually came from Italy rather than from the American West, which is sort of, you know, what we've all thought with Levi Strauss. And, you know, so it's kind of interesting that this like old master could potentially be showing us where jeans came from.
Can't we have something? Oh.
No.
Italy has so much
they have
with
so
regard
much.
To fashion
right.
and style.
We do have a fashion expert like in the house today, so maybe she would know.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. We'll
we
see.
Could always ask Rabbit from last week as well with her We Even a Loom. Maybe she knows.
That's a good point.
Absolutely.
See, there's people out there dealing with historical fabrics that are, you know, I'm here to bring you guys the history of what you wear. So.
Thank you, Meryl Streep.
Absolutely.
Now, in fairness, I just do also have to note that Levi Strauss was a German immigrant. So the fact that he came from Europe potentially, you know, could tie into all of this.
That's
but
right.
Anyway.
There you go.
But, you know, this goes, you know, 17th century Italy. So it's, you know, 200 years old, whatever. Anyway.
And that is why she's the Baroness of Bylines, people.
Absolutely. She knows everything.
Also, just mark your calendars, everybody, because next week, the 6th, is the first Monday in May. And you know what that means, of course.
Dun, dun,
Met
dun.
The Met
Except
Gala.
We can't talk about it on the day because we won't have any of the pictures until the next.
I know, so. But I'm just telling people so that because we'll end up talking about it the week after, mark your calendars so that when we're referencing what people were wearing,
right.
you'll know what we're talking
but
about.
But we'll know the theme. We know the theme.
We
so
do know the
we
theme.
We can kind of talk about maybe.
I think it's Garden of Delights or something.
That's going to be interesting. Florals?
For spring, groundbreaking.
For groundbreaking.
Anyway.
That never gets old, does it, people?
All right, so we have a guest in the house.
Yes, we do.
We
All
do.
Right,
it's
Lady
exciting
P.
news. All right, so as Bruce says, we have a guest in-house. She is very well known in our area. It is the wonderful Terry Morgan. She is the owner and creative director of TCM Models. Give her a round of applause, everybody.
Thank you.
Eric,
hello.
Where's the applause?
Hello. Yeah.
And the crowd goes crazy.
So Bruce and Terry have known each other for a very long time, so maybe they can talk about how they got connected. Terry
she was stalking
has a
me,
big...
of course.
Of course. Bruce says that about everybody. He's got
it's
such
not
an
true.
Ego.
It's not
we all
true.
Say the same thing, Terry. So owner of TCM Models. So welcome to the show, Terry. We're going to talk about a couple of things, time permitting. First of all, let's kind of... touch on your role in modeling, especially in this area. You were a model yourself. Now you have a plethora of fantastic models under your wing at TCM Models. Would it maybe touch on that, how you got started, how the industry has kind of shifted over the years, and especially in the last 5 to 10 years, kind of, you know, what people are now looking for when it comes to models, the demographics, you know, that kind of thing. And then we're going to, once we've talked about that, we're going to talk about your collaboration with the Bellevue Collection as well.
There you go.
Okay, thanks. Well, so I got started, as you said, I was a model, and I started working kind of up and down the West Coast, and I met a woman who had started a little modeling class type thing over in Eastern Washington, and I was teaching classes for her. So,
like how to walk?
Yeah, yeah, like runway classes and makeup and hair and styling and all that. And I'd always been in the along with modeling. I'd always
like how to walk.
Yes, yeah. And how to do makeup?
How
and
to
hair.
Do makeup
yes.
and hair?
Like,
right?
Honestly, Terry, yeah. Like
the finger comb
we'll talk
is like the best.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
That's
I just
okay.
I blurt.
That's okay. And then so I took I worked in retail for many many years, and so I had a lot of background in fashion, and I sewed and made all my own clothes and so on and so forth. And the fashion world was just something that really interested me. And, you know, I was tall and flat chested and thought, oh, that's what I should do then. So I got
it. Was that a prerequisite? Was it Terry?
Prerequisite.
Well, it was Twiggy, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
So I got involved with her. And then a couple years into it, she didn't want to do it anymore. And I was still modeling and still wanted to continue modeling. So I purchased it from her 45 years ago last month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank
Another
you.
Round of applause. 45 years in business is a lot.
Long time. Long time.
The crowd loves you, Terry.
That's such a fan club out there. So anyway, I just continued to model and then teach these modeling classes. And then I evolved into, I was working with different fashion offices, the Nordstrom Fashion Office, the Frederick & Nelson Fashion Office, the Bon Marché slash
wow,
Macy's.
Frederick & Nelson, huh?
Joseph Magnin.
Oh, my gosh.
All those old stores. And because I had this background in retail and I had an understanding of fashion, if I was coming to do a fashion show, I got asked a lot of times to, if I wanted to make it more worth my while and come over and assist and do styling and help with production for some of the shows for some of these companies. So that evolved into producing fashion shows. And then being in a small town in Eastern Washington with this little modeling school, we didn't have any work. So I started creating work for the models because you're getting them to come, you know, understand the business. They start taking classes. Right. It's like, well, you got to have something for them. And then
got to have work.
Yep. And started funneling them into other markets at that time, too.
Were a lot of the models from Eastern Washington? Did they come from over there?
Yeah. We had some really, really great girls that went on to some good successes. Nobody that you would know, but they made a nice career out of it and paid for college. And
I love
you know,
it. Well, and I think that's something, Terry, that's worth noting is that models, we are so ingrained in the 80s culture that started with the whole idea of a supermodel.
Right.
And there's so many types of work that models can do now between runway and couture and catalog and advertising and, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so to have great success, you don't have to say, I won't get out of bed for under $5,000.
Well, like if you have great ankles, you could be a footwear model.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. You do have a great ankles, right?
Well, that's
Stacey?
The thing too. That has been really fun for me because I, having this modeling agency, starting out myself, having opportunities that I was afraid of, and not having any mentoring to really say, no, it's okay. If they say they want you to come to New York, they really do,
right?
Because there's nothing in it for them if you, you know, if you don't go. Going, they're going to make money, or come to Europe or come to Paris or whatever.
Right.
And I had some opportunities and I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm there to just say, oh, heck to the app.
Yeah, go.
Go.
Yeah.
I'm here to support you. This is what is going to happen. This is what you need to look for. I will always be here. It's called being a mother agent.
Yeah.
I'm helping them, you know, to pursue all of these things, but also the modeling and fashion industry itself isn't just about being on a runway or being in front of a camera, too.
Right.
And so there's so many more opportunities that can come about in photography, styling, you know, fashion editing. I mean, all kinds of things that the girls and boys both, you know, kind of feel their way into it. And that's, you know, for me with fashion show production and styling, it all came from being backstage at fashion shows and watching what everybody was doing and going, well, I think I might be able to do that.
Sure.
Figuring that out. But yes, the diversity in our industry and how it's changed. I mean, the day-to-day job itself is the same.
Mm-hmm.
The models are doing the same thing that they did when Eileen Ford founded, you know, Ford Models in the 50s. It's the basic job is still the same. But how we go about it as an agency from our Rolodex or the circled booking table that had all the models' charts on clipboards in the middle of it that you pull out, that's definitely changed. We've got booking systems that we work with. Models don't lug around 11 by 14 portfolios to castings anymore.
Yeah.
Well, and models are no longer flat-chested.
Oh, gosh, no.
Blonde gals.
No.
All blonde gals.
No. Blonde girls are having a hard time.
Oh,
which is fine. Oh,
yeah.
No, but it's fine. I mean, it's the business needed to diversify.
Yeah,
it needed to change.
Right.
I'll be honest, it's hard from an agency standpoint. Mm-hmm. We've got way more models on our roster than we ever have because the need for types
is all different.
It's so different.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a client years ago that I just wanted to wring their neck all the time because their response was not a model. You know, we'd send somebody on a casting that would be working for other clients. But to this person, their comment was always not a model. I'm like, well, maybe not for you, but for somebody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we can't say not a model about 90% of the people that come through the door, which is great. But there still needs to be the professionalisms and the knowledge and being good at being in front of a camera or on a runway.
There you go.
All right. Let's take a quick break here. And then when we come back, we'll talk more with Terry Morgan of TCM Models. Keep listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with the Michael Bruce Image and Interior team. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a style rut? If so, take the first step on your journey and go to MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com. Fill out their simple personal style assessment and schedule a complimentary, no obligation, 20-minute style consultation. Let the experts help you gain some perspective on your style challenges.
I'm not famous or connected or an influencer. I'm Stacey Heller of Stacey Connects, and I love to talk with strangers, friends, and family. So I started a podcast about making connections through conversation, asking questions instead of making assumptions, and addressing the elephant in any room. I also often go on tangents that beg the question, where is she going with this? Stacey Connects is meant to be enlightening and entertaining, or as I like to call it, edutainment. Listen, enjoy, and subscribe to Stacey Connects wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Hey, welcome back to the show. We are joined today by Terry Morgan. So we were talking with you about your experience in the industry, the fact that you actually started mentoring and teaching models 45 years ago, last month. Again, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And then we switched into talking about the diversity of models that are out there.
Right.
And, you know, it's nice as the resident bigger girl on the team to go to a fashion show, and I've been to many that you have been in charge of, and to see people that look like me and that make me realize that I don't have to be Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall having no fashion sense at all. Look at me.
Oh, I love that. That rhymes so cute.
Thank you.
See, hence the reason we call her the spin sister.
Yeah, she did.
So it's just lovely seeing that there are people of all different shapes and sizes and however they identify and the looks, and you're really good about representing
what
is
I'm
truly
hearing
out
those
in the world.
Days is that I've missed an opportunity because if there's jobs that are sending me to Paris and Europe, yeah. I should have been looking into this a long, long time ago. So if you're looking for a somewhat dumpy 53-year-old gray hair, I am right now.
But that's the other thing though, Terry, right? There's no kind of like pigeonhole of age either. I've noticed some of the stuff, you know, some of the models that come down the runways for you in particular, you know, are not held at a certain age point. I like that.
Yeah, and it depends on the collection that we're showing too, and you know what it's all about. But I really like the idea that we're seeing a broad range, because I don't know if you probably all did, but Vogue just did a little story on all of the older models that were featured in Paris Fashion Week, and I love that. The thing about it is, though, and this is the hard part, is that a lot of the models that are older, that are working on the runways or in front of the camera, are girls that's you know have worked, and so it is difficult for someone, not to say it's impossible, but but someone, you know, to maybe start a modeling career at the age of 40 or 50 or even 60 for that matter.
Look at Iris Apple.
Yeah.
I mean, she is definitely.
But I mean, let's be honest. If I tried to walk down a runway, I would trip over my own feet. And, you know, like I do think you have to have a skill set to be able to do that. I couldn't do it in a million years.
Yeah. Well, and
but what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
No, I just appreciate that, you know. Now it looks as though, you know, when you have older males and females going down the runway, those people that are watching the runway shows don't feel as though they're no longer not connected to fashion and style.
They're relevant.
Whereas in the past, you know, you get to a certain age point, like you don't see yourself on the runway.
Right.
And you finally have the money.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Yeah. And it's almost like there's why this conversation, you know, previously where you get to a certain point in your life and fashion isn't for you, and then that actually filters into people's mindsets when we help style them, right? It's like, well, it isn't for me because I'm past a certain age point. So the fact now that we have models going down the runways that are over 30, 40, 50 and 60, I think opens up fashion and style for a much larger audience.
Well, I think too, I mean, as all of us were as stylists, we can see the potential of a look, but not everyone can. And so when it comes to putting themselves together, they don't have, obviously, you all know this, they don't have any imagination, and it comes from us. So when we're doing a fashion show and, you know, the people walk away and they say, oh, that was really great, but I didn't see anything for me. There were plenty of things for you in there, but because you didn't see it on someone that you could relate to, for some people, you don't get it. And so that's what's been really nice about diversifying the runway, diversifying print work, that sort of thing, is that it is helpful for people that don't have the eye to recognize it for themselves. It's like, oh, okay, plug and play.
Right.
That'll work for me.
Which I think is actually a really good thing that you do, is you see a bigger picture. So you're not narrow in your scope. And I've seen tons of your fashion shows. So
good for you.
Yes, good for you, right?
Good for you.
Well, and I think it's important that the looks that you're putting together, you know, typically you're working with certain stores and whatever, but you're giving people that are watching the show permission to A, see themselves in these clothes, and B, to be like mixing prints or colors or wearing metallics or doing those things. And, you know, it may be like, ooh, I had never thought of that. You know, like that's the response that you want to hear. Like, ooh, I never thought about doing that. Like, I could do that. I have something just like that. Or, you know, like, what store is that from? I would totally wear that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I appreciate you saying that, because it is what I think we do really well, is to make it aspirational and inspirational.
Yeah, for sure.
And so that you can relate to it and not make it so extreme that it's like, well, if I was going to this, I could wear it. But it's like, okay, we live in the Pacific Northwest. We are fashion. We can wear it, but let's be real about what works.
Yeah, there's got to be a functionality to it.
Can we do, though, a fashion show during Fashion Week that literally pulls like somebody the week before from the mall and styles them, and they don't have a great walk, and it's like a random thing?
We've done that before.
Well, yes, we have.
Yeah, we've done that before.
And like
it was fun. We've done it before.
Love like the idea of like the Cinderella story. Okay. Really, I just want to be picked. I was a model for a second in second grade at the country club, and I wore culottes We called them gauchos.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they were fabulous. And I had a really pretty mom. And she wore a yellow raincoat.
Oh, my gosh.
I love Stacey. That. I love that.
Wait a minute, Stace. You were cheating on Joan?
Yes. What? Yeah. Yes. My mother is Joan.
No, Joan, I don't mean that you're not very pretty. Okay, that came out way wrong.
Yeah, no, here. It's all right. It's fine. No. But it was like, it was a fun day. And I was like, oh, okay. And that was it. I peaked in second grade because that year I also had my ballet recital and first communion, and that's it. It's gone downhill ever since.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so.
We should also point out that the models work really hard. Now, Terry, we've worked with some of your models when we've put together seminars and whatnot for the Bellevue Collection, and we've done events for them, and we've used your models, and they work incredibly hard. So anybody that thinks that modeling is easy, it really isn't. I mean, you guys are so professional.
And
every model that we've worked with has just been an absolute joy. But I just wanted to point that out. Anybody that's watching a show, oh, that looks so easy, I can do it. It's really
hard. It is hard. And we were talking, I think we get kind of a false sense of what a fashion show is, because now the designers are hiring 75 to 100 girls. They each have one outfit to walk the runway, and they don't have to make any changes. And it's like, oh, wow. That is just not reality.
Yeah.
I mean, from back in the day, I don't know when this all started happening, when they stopped having like multiple changes in the show. I honestly cannot picture that, because even in the early 90s with the supermodels on the runways, they were making multiple changes in the show. But somebody decided, nope, everybody gets one look. I mean, occasionally you'll see somebody get two. But like the girls and guys that do shows for me and do shows here, you know, locally and, you know, any place else except for the major fashion weeks, they've got a minimum of three changes up to, I've made them work really hard, up to six or seven changes in the show. And the shows are, you know, 30 minutes long that way.
Yeah.
But they try to do these bigger shows in New York and Paris and whatever and have all the looks, and it's 15 minutes and boom, it's out on the runway
done. Right.
So the models do work really hard. I would prefer to have multiple changes in a show, because the sitting around and waiting stuff drives me nuts.
Then they have to go and book a ton of shows.
Right.
And they're like running from show to show to
show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, like, hey, I don't know, let's spread out the work and have several looks, and then you don't have to book as many shows. And
well, they wouldn't pay you any differently if you had more looks.
Oh,
okay. Oh no. No, you don't get paid by the looks. You get paid by the show. I've got a model right now that is blowing up all over the world, and she'll be in some major campaigns this fall. And
oh, very cool.
Do you remember the model that we did for the Posh Party show at Bellevue that opened that one of the scenes that I had with a mirrored ball, and she danced? Okay, well, anyway,
but it's
she's
her?
Yeah, it's her. She's a superstar.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Exciting.
Really exciting.
Speaking of the Bellevue collection,
let me ask this. I was going to say, what do you think of the trend of designers hiring celebrities to walk their runways instead of models?
No comment.
Just like they're on the cover of every magazine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, it sort of feels like there's been a shift.
There's been a shift for many, many years. And it's it is just they want to sell magazines, and celebrities are selling.
Okay.
And until we had supermodels, I mean, you didn't even know. I mean, we maybe knew who Cheryl Teagues was.
Right.
Beverly Johnson.
Sure.
But most of those girls were pretty nameless in the magazines. And then it was Linda, Cindy, Naomi.
Christy.
And it was like, oh, then that was, you know, the supermodels.
Then everyone wanted them.
Yeah. And they started the $10,000 a day baloney. But
anyway,
it is what it is. I have no control over it. I wish that models were wearing the clothing. I have a bigger issue with the influencer side of things.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, it's tricky. So again, speaking of Bellevue Collection, do you have some things coming up for spring? Are you doing something?
We just did the spring lookbook.
Okay.
It came out the beginning of April.
Mm-hmm.
And the frames are up throughout the square.
Are those the ones that we saw first floor?
Yeah.
And all the different looks?
Yep.
Yeah, we saw those over the weekend. I thought they were really nice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll put photos of those on Instagram.
Yeah.
Take some photos
they're,
of them.
They're beautiful. So we try to like highlight the different trends that we're talking about in the frames. And then I'll change them out in the next couple weeks for Mother's Day.
Okay.
So there'll be new things up for shopping ideas for Mother's Day and then summer
ideas.
Did you
have to do them by vendor? Because the one that's right by Tory Burch was all Tory Burch.
Yes.
Okay.
I try to. Okay. It depends on, we try to do like head to toe if we can from a store.
Okay.
So it's not complicated, but we try to, if you know, for instance, like if a store doesn't have shoes, I'll go to one of the other stores in the mall, or if they don't have handbags, we need a handbag, that sort of thing. But I try to keep it head-to-toe vendor. Same thing with fashion shows. Fashion shows are head-to-toe unless they don't have something.
Right.
It's not like, you can't send a model down a runway and mix and match pieces from all over different stores.
Yeah.
Because you can't, it's hard to identify it. But like in an editorial or in an advertising advertorial, you can identify. You know, it's all written there. It's
well,
tagged
these days
throughout.
You can do a QR code so people can shop the look.
Right.
It makes it so much easier.
Right, exactly. But, you know, as a model's coming down the runway and you QR code something, it's like, okay, I got that. It's like, no, it's head to toe with the exception of probably the shoes.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Interesting.
Very
cool.
Wow. Well, we didn't get to talk about what's in stores for spring, summer. So I think maybe you'll have to come back. And we'll
I wouldn't
that
hate that at all.
We would love to have you come back.
Awesome.
I'd be happy to.
Awesome. If people want to learn more about you and your business, where can they learn more? Where should they go?
Well, you can follow us at TCM Models on Instagram, and tcmmodels.com is our website.
There you go.
Wonderful. We only have a few seconds left. Anybody have anything you want to add?
No, this,
shocking.
This was great. I just think we'll come back for another conversation to talk about the trends.
Absolutely, because I'm sure you see them way in advance, and it's part of what you have
Let's
to do.
Let's have you come back for fall.
Oh, I'd love
for fall
that.
Fall trends. I think that'll be kind of fun.
Yeah, it'd be great.
We'll book that.
Okay.
There we go. See? I'm inviting you back.
It's a date.
That's a date.
Wow. It's happening right here, folks. Thanks again to Terry Morgan, our guest today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Remember, if you want to connect with us, you can go to michaelbruceimageconsulting.com or follow us on Instagram at michaelbruceic. Thanks, everyone.
All right.
Thanks.
See everyone.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.